I'm Reverend Crystal Muldrow. Welcome. You know, last week I unknowingly told you a little bit of a fib. I know it was my mistake. I'm going to be gentle with myself as this is what I said was going to be the last in the series about bliss. And be gentle with yourself. And it was either Tuesday or Thursday. Reverend Roger came walking through the hallway saying, "This is wonderful. Isn't it a coincidence that the last year talk that, that John Mundy is going to be doing the last year talk?" And I said, "Oh," he goes, "yeah, you know, the one that you missed on purpose? About, you know, looking at your thoughts, being an ordained monk, and taking vows." And I took vows of not lying, so I had to admit, I have no clue what you're talking about. I missed one? And he said, "You didn't do that on purpose?" I like, God did it on purpose. So this will not be the last of the Bliss series. Actually, John Mundy will be taking it with his talk. I hope you come. John is always a favorite here. But from my standpoint, I'm going to complete it with talking about being gentle with yourself. We've spent weeks on how do we come by and achieve happiness. You know, it becomes that elusive thing. And we get boggled down with the thought of what bliss is, and we think it's this little drug-induced thing that we have in our consciousness. It's just being satisfied with your life. And one of the best ways to be satisfied with your life is being gentle with yourself. And I'm going to read a section of Little Buddha, Book 2, from our own Rob Geyer. And I believe that it illustrates Claire is talking to Sam. Our little Buddha Claire is talking to Sam. And Claire, what he does for Sam, illustrates beautifully how we should be treating ourselves gently. So I'm going to begin in the middle of the chapter, The Nature of Water. Little Buddha Book 2. It's in our bookstore. You'll want to get it. "Okay, Claire," I said, "what's so significant to you about the number 333? "Sam," Claire says, "certain numbers are almost magical to me. The number 333 represents the divine in action. You know, many cultures revere the number, and when it shows up, they feel very connected to their personal idea of God." Claire sat down, so I sat down. She stared off into the distance for a moment before saying more. "To some, 333 represents the idea of Trinity, where the divine is split into three, but each remains a part of the whole. I can truly appreciate what you see and what they believe. For me, though, the significance is that three stand for thought, word, and action. It is this force of thought, word, and action that creates everything in our lives. Do you remember our conversation about the karma?" "Sure I do, but that was about intention. What I thought you said gave birth to thought, word, and action." As usual, I was a little confused, and I wondered what that had to do with the number three. "Yes," Claire said, "intention precedes thought, word, and action. It actually gives each of them their creative energy. For me, three also stands for conceive, believe, act, which is another way of bringing things from the unseen to the seen. The repetition of the number three extends its power. It magnifies it. Okay, I said, I'm sorry, but I don't know where you're going with all this. I understand that three concepts are really important, and we've talked about them before, but what difference does this actual number make? Is every number important to you in its own way? I could see by the way she was looking at me that she was amused. Even though she was only 11, she had little laugh lines in the corner of her eyes. They intrigued me, and right then I knew why. They were just like her mother's. There was something unique about both their eyes, like they could see further. Now I don't mean distance, I mean depth. It's hard to explain, but it's like there was extra love and understanding in them. At least that's how they made me feel. The little Buddha gave a sweet example of when someone is confused, the compassion and love that is given. In those situations, in spiritual growth and spiritual enlightenment, when we're going through our aches and pains and confusion, speak the truth, you're in church. What is it that we say to ourselves when we don't understand? Speak it out loud, it's all right. I'll never get this. Oh, I'm so confused. I must be stupid. Come on. I'm an idiot. You've all said this. I've said this, yes? There's some other ones. Speak it out. Will I ever learn this? And we get so frustrated with ourselves that we usually try to pack it up and leave. I don't get this book. That spiritual mumbo jumbo, blah, blah, blah. But in all of our striving to move forward, to evolve, to be enlightened, to be awakened, to wake up to the lives we truly need and we want. It is so important that when we go through these supposed obstacles, that we be gentle with ourselves. Like the eyes of Claire, it is important that we look at ourselves with a smile. And that smile that we give to ourselves, it is important to see that we have a depth of character, a depth within us. And that as we smile at ourselves in the mirror, in the mirrors of our minds, we smile with that love and compassion. We smile with being gentle with ourselves. Even the mere mention of it, even the mere thought of it, doesn't it just kind of bring peace to you? Isn't it a more beautiful, a different way of experiencing yourself when you just make some mistakes? Maybe you've made mistakes. Maybe you just don't understand. And that's all right. Because that's the thing with spiritual journeys. Sometimes, if we knew what we were doing, and at times if it wasn't so hard, we would already be there. Yes? If it wasn't sometimes difficult to get beyond our ego, get beyond the things that we've learned in life, we would already be there. But we're not, and that is all right. I say that love and gentleness with yourself is the greatest form of love. And just as the Buddha said, didn't he say something to the extent of loving yourself? Well, let me read it. You can search throughout the entire universe for someone who is more deserving of your love and attention than you and yourself, and that person is not to be found anywhere. For you yourself, as much as anyone else in this entire universe, deserve your own love and your own affection. Be very, very gentle with yourself no matter what you're going through, because life will throw you some dingers, and you will make mistakes, and that is all right. But the moment that you are just all right with your mistakes, gentle with yourself, you will instantly find yourself out of whatever delusion or illusion, whatever hell you have made within yourself. And you will find that you are in within a slice of heaven that you have created, because here in Unity, we teach very profoundly that heaven and hell is not a place. Heaven is not up there or just up there. Hell isn't in the depths of the cores of the earth. Heaven and hell are in our minds, in our consciousness, and is what we create in this present moment. It is up to each and every one of us to move forward. I myself am going to adopt a quote from Grace Keeley. I don't have time to beat myself up over my fallible nature. Instead, I use my energy to learn from any past and let it inform my future. It's time to own all of our glory, mistakes, mess, and light, and be gentle to ourselves. Let's be kind to our beautiful spirit. So no matter what occurs in your life, no matter if things are going great, no matter whether things are just really messed up, especially when we're moving forward in an evolution, be very gentle with yourself. Because we're all going on that hero's journey. Our life has been one complete cycle after another of the hero's journey. If you don't know about the hero's journey, I will just kind of say it completely. I envision Lord of the Rings. How many of you saw the movie or read the book Lord of the Rings? Okay, not enough of you. Add on Star Wars. More people? Okay, what were some of the some other suggestions of the hero's journey in movies or books? Pardon? Harry Potter. Another one. Harry Potter. Everyone see? Many people see Harry Potter. Okay, we're kind of filling it up. So I just want you to get a picture in your mind of what the hero's journey is, because the beauty, the metaphysical meaning of the hero's journey, and the reason why we love movies like this is because they are our stories. They speak our truths. And they speak our truths on a conscious level as well as that manifest world. So the first part is that no matter how our lives are going, whether it's glorious or not, it's called the ordinary world. And we're satisfied. Most of us, whether it's in a hell or a heaven, we know what we get. We're satisfied. We're just going to keep doing what we're going to do. Until all of a sudden, in the gut of our souls, we realize that we have a call to a new adventure. And usually when we have this first twinkle of a call, or the second, the third, the fourth, the 15th, the 50th call, what do we usually do? Not the kid here. No, we go into self-defeating things. That's a glorious idea, God, but not me. I'm not smart enough. I'm not worthy enough. I don't have enough money. I don't, I shouldn't, I wouldn't, I couldn't, la da 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 da. And we fill ourselves. We slap ourselves up. We're not gentle. And the more that we say and we refuse it, the more we close ourselves off until the next stage when some beautiful, loving person comes up to be our mentor. I find it interesting, at least in my own life, that we go to people to amen the thought of, yes, I'm going to reject this, and give reasons why. And sometimes, a lot of times, we'll find it, but the one person that we're really expecting will say, yes, you are correct, you can't do that. They always surprise us. I know for me, in my call to ministry, I did all this. I was running away. I was trying to go all the way around, and people kept saying, you can do this. I think you'll be a great minister. And so I said, you know, I have a bunch of atheist friends. I'm going to go to them. True story. I went camping with a couple of them. And I said, man, I'm getting this call to ministry. I can't believe God wants me to be a minister. And I looked, and they were like, wow, Crystal, I think you make a great minister. You don't even believe in God. Well, what we know, you know, of you and all that, you would make a great minister. You had those. Then they proceeded to mentor me and tell me the reasons why. So you get those mentors that tell you and escort you into that adventure until you finally say yes. You move forward into that threshold, that place and space where you begin your journey and you move forward. And in that journey, that beautiful journey, I'm going to skip a couple of levels. Basically, the great exciting part of these movies is that all heck breaks loose. You find yourself in a life or death struggle. You don't believe you can do it. And consciously, all that's going through your head is what consciously is the ungentleness that you already brought up about the reasons why you couldn't, should have, wouldn't. You have to climb this mountain. You have to slay this dragon. You have to do something. And because you didn't think you could do it, you barely make it out with your life. But you make it. And you think that's it. And you think you can go home now. But you are changed forever. You can't go back to who you were. And the more that you are unkind to yourself, the more you believe in the self-defeating stuff that you put in your own head, the harder it gets. And there's a turning point in the level where you realize that you are the only one who can do what needs to be done. Because you're told all of a sudden, that was it, that was just a test. You've met your allies, and you have a friend with you going, yeah, that was fun, wasn't it? Well, that wasn't the big monster I was talking about. It's up here. And there's something within you that realizes it. Realize the big monster within you is you, your ego, your consciousness that continues to belittle you, to tell you that you can't do it. That is that old wineskin, that new wine wants to come in, but you're not letting it. Eventually, you let it go. You let it go, and you realize, just like Claire just told you, if you remember 333, what she said is, if you can believe it, you can achieve, you will achieve it, and you will act. You will create and act in a way that is according to what you are thinking. Your thoughts will create something wonderfully new, and you will be able to slay whatever needs to be slayed. The more you're gentle with yourself, even though you just made it out of this thing barely alive, you have cuts and bruises. Now, I kind of now go with the first Die Hard. Die Hard movie with Bruce Willis. He's gone past that broken glass, barefoot. He has scars all over. He's torn up his clothes to wrap up the bleeding of his feet, and the blood is coming out. He's like this. I envision that somehow of us. And yet, just like that character, now he's gotten mad. Now he knows, no, this isn't going to get the best of me. I don't care in what condition I'm in. And he becomes gentle with himself. I don't care if I'm beaten up. I don't care anything. I will, oh, my God, Gloria Gaynor, I will survive. I will manifest greatness because I'm open to it now. I will no longer be fighting. I will no longer participate in an adversarial role relationship with myself. I will no longer participate in an adversarial relationship with myself. I release. I let it go. And I allow the truth of God to move in and through me. Note that the more we teach here at Unity, that if God is everywhere present, God is right here, full and complete. So put this in your noggin for another talk. That when I say, I am stupid, I am an idiot, cancel, I am anything other than the truth of what the I am is, I am blaspheming. Anytime you put something against the Christ, which we learn metaphysically, the I am is the Christ, is Jehovah. Because at the burning bush, when Moses was doing the same thing, his little heroic journey, when he was trying not to lead his people out of slavery, and he was going, I can't do it, God, I can't do it, God. And his final thing was, all right, okay, so I'm going to do it. But who should I tell my people sent me? Because they're not going to believe this burning bush stuff. And God said, tell them I am that I am sent you. Different translations go, I am which I am that have come. I am is the only place in the Bible where God gives itself a name. And in unity, we then say anytime we use the I am or misuse the I am, we are blaspheming. And the fact that you are the truth of who you are is the Christ. That is all that Jesus was teaching his disciples. You too can do more. You're expected to do more. This and more. This and more. Jesus was saying, was teaching them, you can do this, everything I'm doing, and more. We are Christed beings. And the more we are gentle with ourselves, the more we stop blaspheming the name of God and open ourselves up, we move forward. We are then satisfied with our life because we create heaven here on earth, heaven here in this world, our own personal world, and in the world outside of us. Love is the greatest, gentleness is the greatest act of love that you can give to yourself. So I leave you with these words by Jonathan Lockwood. May the world be kind to you, and may your own thoughts be gentle upon you. May your own thoughts be gentle upon you so that you continue to create bliss in your life. Heaven here on earth, no matter what is happening in your life, it is of your creation. It is of our creation. And beloveds, know that once we create heaven here in our material world, the material world then becomes heaven outside. If you need something else to grab a hold of, we have the affirmation of the week. I invite you, if being gentle with yourself is a little difficult, go into meditation. You can use this affirmation. Roger and the group are also going to give you another choice of an affirmation, but let's say this affirmation together. I am safe. I am loved. All is well in my world. So when you find yourself beating yourself up, stop. Breathe. Find a quiet spot and say this. I am safe. I am loved. All is well in my world. God bless you. Be gentle with yourself. Amen. Amen.